Hey there, brother. Welcome again. Thanks for tuning in. This is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. This is a quick video about my 17-minute cure to overwhelm and anxiety. I came up with this week when I started to feel overwhelmed and anxious. And so when I saw how quickly I was able to fix it with the help of a friend, it was amazing. It was 17 minutes exactly. I went through feeling like a blob. I felt stuck. I felt overwhelmed and I felt anxious. And I'm telling you, in 17 minutes, I fixed it, or we fixed it. And I want to share with you the cure on this video. Now, there's a follow-up video to this immediately after this that if you're on my email list, you'll see it in the email, or if you're a subscriber, you'll see the next video, part two. And I'll explain what that overwhelm was. But here's the 17-minute cure. And this is what I did. Like everybody, I can reach a sense of overwhelm and anxiety and insecurity when I'm feeling lazy. I feel like I'm behind. I'm not returning phone calls. I'm late paying bills. I'm feeling behind schedule. I'm overwhelmed with stuff that needs to be done, but I'm just not doing it. I'm not meeting expectations of other people, in my mind anyway, and I feel like I'm just being lazy. So what I found out is that I decided to call my buddy Dan Dore. He's also a colleague in the UK. I went to visit him recently, and we had a call. And in 17 minutes, we came up with a solution. But here's the steps we follow. The first minute, step number one, I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to stand up, actually physically stand up and stretch out, right? You're only 10 seconds into this now. I want you to think of one trusted friend that you can think of and contact them by phone, by email or text, and tell them you need 20 minutes of their time. Uninterrupted time, you need 20 minutes of their time. And tell them what you're feeling overwhelmed and anxious about, and tell them you want their help in coming up with a plan right now. You're gonna be a man with a plan. That's the first minute, that's 60 seconds. For the next 15 minutes, this is the core of the plan, and this is what Dan and I did. What is the smallest step you can take right now? What is the very smallest step you could take? You've already taken a deep breath. You've already stood up and you've already called him. Those are some pretty small steps. What's the next smallest step you can take actually to get your body in motion toward getting done what you want to get done, to address the source of your anxiety, overwhelm? Write that down, the smallest step. What is the next smallest step after that? And then write down what is the next teeniest tiny step. Remember, you've already taken three steps. You breathe, you stood up, and you called him. But what about the anxiety and overwhelm about the things you want to get done, or the things that are bothering you, the person you want to talk to, the things you haven't said you want to say? What's the next smallest step? Write those things down. And after you write those down, I want you to send the plan to the friend you're talking to. Just email it to them. Wait until it shows up in their inbox. Have them read it back to you. Listen to your own words back from them. And after he does that, I want you to announce it to one other friend, man or woman, I don't care, a friend you can trust. And then pick one other person. And while they're there waiting with the phone, I want you to email or text your plan to this other person and announce your intention. Announce what you're going to be doing. Tell them you've been overwhelmed and anxious, and tell them you've got a plan and this is what you're going to do. Now, the last step of this 15 minutes, while your friend is still on the line, I want you to actually do your step number one. Whatever it is, you have to actually do it while they're waiting on the phone. And you do it. And I want you to check that box off. See how that feels. Now, you have one more minute left. You've been 16 minutes into this phone call. The last minute, I want you to take another breath. I want you to thank your friend for helping you and recognize how much you appreciate them and how much help they were. I want you to tell them you're going to contact them tomorrow, or better yet, ask them to follow up and contact you tomorrow to see if step number two in your plan has been done or not. The thing about this whole plan, the 17-minute plan, is that it starts with motion. You know the old physics thing, the first rule in physics is, I think, Newton's laws, right? Bodies that stay at rest tend to stay at rest, and bodies that are in motion tend to stay in motion unless acted upon by some outside influence causing a new situation. As soon as you start thinking a different thought, you decide to stand up, breathe, call a friend, and actually do one thing, you're now in motion. Some mornings I can feel like a diesel engine on a January morning that does not want to start. I'm like a blob on the couch, and I'm at rest, and I will tend to stay at rest. And it's like everything. As soon as I breathe and stand up and make a decision and do something, I start to get some momentum and the engine starts to churn. It's cold, it needs a little choke, it needs some time. But once you get moving, you're back in the groove again. The problem most of us guys have is that we tend to let things stack up. I'm going to say me, all right? I'm just projecting my crap on you. Sometimes the list of things could have been done more productively before, but I like to take breaks. And sometimes in that break time, things are piling up and I'm not paying attention. So we have to go get a plan and start knocking them back off again. And that's my style. Sometimes I'll let them build up and I'll go ahead and get my plan together. Most recently, I had to have a problem with how many inquiries are coming in for consultations. And I'm going to talk about that in my next video. Talk about stress, talk about overwhelm and anxiety. I didn't know what to do. And in the next video, I'll tell you the plan I came up with for that in my 17 minute conversation with Dan. Thanks for watching. I hope that plan helps you. Pick anything it is today and apply this plan. I guarantee you'll get some results. Take care, brother. Bye-bye.